Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two souls were killed and four others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least three protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With recent revelations that Dr. Anthony Fauci has been misleading the American people about the Wuhan lab, and now a study by Fauci's NIH has revealed cruelty to many dogs in another study, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says Fauci needs to be held accountable.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci needs to be held accountable for funds distributed by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases toward abusive animal experiments and gain-of-function research Monday.
You can't have mad scientists running around playing God like this and then come to find out what else is Fauci and NIH doing. They're doing cruel experiments on puppies. What they were doing with those puppies is flat out disgusting. It's despicable. That needs to stop.
Dozens of beagles died as a result of the experiments. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Biden administration has been neglecting the southern border since day one of their administration. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has done little more than lip service, as an estimated 1.5 to 2 million illegal immigrants have now invaded the country, with more on the way. Representative Mo Brooks, the Republican from Alabama on Newsmax Monday, says we need to fix this problem.
Well, I'm extremely concerned in the context of how much damage is done to American citizens because of this huge tsunami of illegal aliens, not only under the Biden administration, but in prior administrations also. Fortunately, we had a four-year period with President Trump where actions were undertaken to diminish the flow of illegal aliens, but as you've seen, the floodgates are open under Joe Biden. It's going to cost American lives. Most Americans don't realize it, but there are roughly 2,000 dead Americans killed on American soil by illegal aliens each year. You've got another 30,000-plus Americans who die from drug overdoses of deadly narcotics that are smuggled across our poor our southern border. And then you've got the adverse economic impacts with the suppression of wages, the loss of jobs to cheap foreign labor. And then on top of that, you've got the tax governmental impact. On average, each illegal alien costs American taxpayers in the neighborhood of $9,000 a year in net tax losses. This is all coming out of the pockets of American citizens who could use that money for themselves. So all of this is troubling, disconcerting, and it's very important that we pay more attention to it and solve the problem.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And, boy, I'll tell you, we got a great day and a lineup for you, starting with Daniel Natale, who is with us, a business ethics teacher and news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, great to be on, Bill. I'm doing fine.
Well, wonderful. Well, Daniel, the Democrats are really laying out their heart and soul. This is the thing about the truth. It has a way of seeping out no matter what. And you've got Terry McAuliffe in Virginia really sharing the ideology of the Democratic Party. And those who are, you know, consider themselves still Democrats, some are moving away in droves, it almost seems, these days, and filling the independent roles. Because, as they say, it's not so much that they're leaving the party as much as the party has left them. And this idiocy that Terry McAuliffe put out there really bespeaks where the Democrats are coming from. And clearly this is the leadership of the Democratic Party that says parents should not be involved with the teaching of their kids. That should be left up to the unions, the union teachers, who should have all honor and glory, and parents should shut up. And if not, we're going to find a way to quiet them down. We're going to label them domestic terrorists. We're going to send a letter to the president, and the president's going to dog whistle the Department of Justice and send the FBI. This is insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what we're watching, like on a larger sociological level, is the criminalization of the Constitution. I mean, in the Constitution, mm-hmm. says right there that you have the not the privilege to petition your government for grievances, but the right to petition your government for grievances. And so we're watching as they're taking clear-cut, unambiguous constitutional rights and telling you that if you exercise this right, you're a criminal. Like, for instance, during the lockdowns, when they were, you know, telling people if they went to church and exercised two rights in the Constitution, freedom of religion and freedom of association. And they were saying, mm-hmm. You don't have these rights. These are just privileges. And this is really, watching an out of control bureaucracy that's making a tremendous mm-hmm. assertion that the Constitution mm-hmm. now is a terrorist document, an extremist document.
Exactly.
And they're actually even saying that. I mean, they're listing people mm-hmm. who believe in the Constitution, you know, as one of their bullet points for, you know, people who may be a domestic terrorist.
It's amazing. And speaking of the lockdowns of churches, I had this conversation with several pastors over the weekend, including yesterday. We talked with Phil Hotzenpiller, who's also the president and founder of American Faith, Daniel. And I asked him, I said, Phil, in your experience, help me if I'm wrong here. I have not heard of any spreading event occurring as a result of people meeting in churches.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the CDC failed to produce a single example, one documented example of a child in a school spreading COVID to an adult. They didn't have a single case, yet you still see that persistent narrative. We have to, you know, lock down these kids, and we have to put coverings over their faces. Children are bioweapons. Children are not something that's our posterity or the future or vessels of hope. The children are the threat. We must get rid of children for global warming and the carbon footprint. And this idea that children are evil and a threat, I mean, I saw this really interesting kind of post on the internet, and it just bears repeating, where they said that after the hysteria of global population explosions in 1968 with Paul Ehrlich's book, The Population Bomb, all of a sudden the mass culture was flooded with movies and propaganda about children being a threat. For instance, Rosemary's Baby or It Lives or Damien the Omen, you know, or The Exorcist. Mm-hmm. Like all these, a flood of movies kind of programming that generation forward. You know, the legalization of abortion happened at exactly that same moment as well. And so you see this as a carryover, where they're looking at little kids as a weapon, as a threat, but they actually have no proof for that narrative. The CDC has not produced a single case of a child passing it on to a teacher, just like they haven't.
Exactly.
The church attendance has not been a super spreader event.
Right, exactly. And because I'll guarantee you, if it was, particularly with the churches, my goodness, with the mainstream media and Zuckerberg and all the social media oligarchs, would they be all over that, like white on rice, as they would say?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so then it kind of reveals what is the actual kind of, you know, underpinnings of what they're doing. And it's basically just trying to, you know, stigmatize people gathering, people coming together in community, because they don't want us to really, you know, kind of talk to our neighbors. They want us to get all information through the filter of the media, you know, so that we're not actually sharing notes with each other. We're not actually communicating. We don't actually have a society, a civilization. You know, everything is just filtered through a deeply censored internet that they can monitor. And
exactly. But the truth is still getting out. I mean, like what happened in Loudoun County with that parent, you know, the father, you know, objecting there with the school board, you know, confronting them about his daughter being raped. And the perpetrator, you know, he was in a dress, and so that gave him the right to go into a gender optional restroom, and he took advantage and raped this young girl, and then they transferred him, and he did it again. But this father, yes, he was very animated, and you can't blame this guy for being upset. And I think every father across the country could relate to this. And then yesterday we hear in Florida where there was a case where a Florida educator ties a mask to a disabled student's face. Now, this little girl, this cute little girl, has Down syndrome. And they've already addressed this, you know, with the school about her dealing with masks and stuff like that. And so when the father had found out, you know, and the mother found out that a mask had been tied to their Down child's face, and this had been going on for a number of weeks, you can't believe them for being incensed over this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the teachers have, and the school board in a wider sense, they've lost sight of the fact that the system, the structures are supposed to be for the people. We're not supposed to be tailoring the people to the structures. So they have it exactly backwards, where they think that, you know, for instance, government just generally was a convenience to the people. And where it ceases to be a convenience to the people, the government must change. But I was just watching this politician, which is from Australia, the dystopia of Australia. And she was just saying that we have to alter the people so that they conform to the government. And the interviewer was just astonished at this.
Wow, was that scary? Yeah. You see, but that's socialism. That's Marxism. This is modern-day socialism and Marxism that's taking over the world, isn't it, Daniel?
Well, I mean, even look at that term, socialization. Most people are led to believe that when the school, you know, board mentions socialization, they think, oh, social, friends, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
No, that's not what they're talking about. That's their, you know, industry jargon. Socialization is getting you ready, getting the child ready for the society that the powers that be want them to occupy. So that means kind of, you know, normalizing behaviors that previous generations might find objectionable or you know, turning them into little prisoners.
Right.
Putting them through pat-down and metal detectors and masks on their face. Normalizing and acculturizing kids to, you know, living in a dystopian state. I mean, John Stuart Mill warned about this. He wants... In considerations on representative government, he says that in a republic, you need an active populace, whereas in despotism, everybody's trained to be passive, and these kids are being trained to be passive. This is what they mean by socialization.
Well, this is why the idea of we the people drives them nuts, and they want nothing to do with it. And also, as you've written about, and we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break, you've got to see Daniel's column here on the war against competence. This is a race to mediocrity that is invading the shores of America, I would dare say. Stay with us. We've got more from Daniel on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. This year, the Tide Ministry is celebrating our 75th year of gospel proclamation. In honor of that accomplishment, we're hosting a day trip on October 28th to the Museum of the Bible to see original artifacts used by our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, for his Gospel Tide Hour radio broadcast. The museum is displaying the very microphone used by Reverend Byers, along with a songbook dated from 1939 that inspired the ministry's name. It is such a privilege to have artifacts in the museum, and we're honored to be included in the history of biblical missions. We pray this trip to the Museum of the Bible will reinforce the wonders of God's Word as we strive to bring the Savior to life for others around the globe who need to experience Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how you can pray for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing God's Word in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Daniel Natal continues with us. He is the business ethic teacher and a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, as I was sharing with you and the audience a moment ago, this has just been a personal issue for me. And I saw this happening, and this was immediately, if you can imagine, like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. It was just screeching up my nerves, my entire body. This idea of Marxism and socialism and what this is doing to humanity and our fellow people in citizens in the labor force. To me, I just can't imagine being mediocre. I don't wake up every day and say, you know, I just want to have a mediocre day. Can I just have a I wasn't raised that way, you know? And that's, that is antithetical. It's an anathema to everything that is in my very being. And when I look at other people, you know, and you and I are, I want it to be the best day you've ever had today. And like one of the prayers I pray on a daily basis is that if this should be my last day, may this be my best day ever. And that's what I want for everybody. And this is what I love about the country and the Constitution, because it gives us the bulwark to be able to have that opportunity. And what people are not seeing is that we have forces here within our own government, Marxists, as Trevor Loudon has identified, actual Marxists. I mean, this isn't an existential threat any longer. They are the enemies within, and they are in control of our government. And what they're doing right now is not by accident, leaving the borders open, destroying our energy independence, creating all kinds of chaos overseas and putting our national security at risk. This is all by design, isn't it, Daniel?
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of, you know, well, you have to think of it, too. In terms of ethics, ethics promotes excellence, right? Excellent behavior. You're supposed to strive toward excellence. And if you look at a republic, which we were designed to be, it's all about excellence, right? Whereas when a republic decays and degrades into a democracy, because of course that's in classical political science, you know, every form of government has a corrupt version. And the corrupt version of a monarchy is tyranny, the corrupt version of an aristocracy is oligarchy, and the corrupt version of a republic is democracy. And so democracy, which if you read Aristotle, is just socialism. He describes demagogues rising up and promising the people free food and free houses and free health care. And they bankrupt the treasury, and then it collapses to be replaced by a dictatorship. And so when you look at the arc of what's happening, it's very stunning. Like, for instance, if you read the last 50 pages of The Republic by Plato, he describes how let's start it this way. In a republic, the end goal of the republic is the promotion of virtue among the people. In the end goal of a democracy, it's equality. And so Plato talks about how in the end stages of a democracy, they'll start equalizing everything. Everything has to be equal, and they'll bring it down to a common level of mediocrity. And he says that the citizen will be equalized with the foreigner, you know, the illegal immigrant. You know, you'll be told they're the same thing, that the parents will be equalized with the children. And he says that at one point that, you know, the criminal will be equalized with the law-abiding person, and that even animals will be equalized with human beings. And we're watching that now to a ridiculous extent.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going out saying that dolphins should have human rights or chimps should have human rights. So what we're watching is a decay and a decline. And it's interesting. You never see Antifa build anything. You never see these people build them up. They just tear them down. They don't build. They just destroy, you know, because their very existence is an expression of entropy, of collapse, of decay.
Exactly.
And so it is interesting. The Republic teaches you to build. The democracy teaches you to destroy, to tear down, to take down all the statues, to deface everything, every monument and every historical text, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you bring up something that I think people need to ponder for just a moment, and that is this concept of equality. You know, it sounds good on the surface, but when you take it to its conclusion, you know, what does it do? And as you say, it's a race to mediocrity. It's a race to the bottom. I mean, equality. I mean, that's, you know, what Barack Obama was pushing in terms of, you know, let's level out everybody's grades. You know, let's take your A and help the guy who got an F, and everybody has a C, and, you know, everybody's happy, right? Except for the person who worked their butt off and earned the A.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're watching. So we're watching them get rid of gifted and talented programs. We're watching them try to, you know, because it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. There's a French philosopher named Gabriel Marcel. He wrote a book called Man Against Mass Society. And in there, he has a chapter called The Loss of Liberty. And he talks about this process of, you know, pushing everybody down to a common level of mediocrity, because it's a lot harder to raise everybody up So in a republic, you try to raise everybody up. You're trying to ennoble man. You're trying to bring everybody up. Whereas in a democracy, or i.e. a socialist state, you know, according to classical political science, basically you look at people who are excellent, who strive for excellence, mm-hmm. as the elitist. And they become the enemy. It's kind of like in the video that I did, I gave an example of a woman in Sweden who was a lunch lady. And she was baking fresh bread for her students. She was giving them all these wonderful vegetable buffets. And she was so excellent that she actually got sanctioned. Because they said that because you're so excellent, you're actually causing inequality. And you need to bring your standards down because, you know, otherwise it would make everybody else have to work harder and come up to your
exactly.
standards. And it's just easier to bring you down. And so the end goal of that was they were celebrating it as an act of social justice, and now the kids were eating cruddy food, you know, and yeah. that's a symbolic of their mindset across the board.
Yeah, we heard generals saying that in Afghanistan, right? You're making us look bad. What are you doing? You know, back off. You know, anybody who's been involved with unions, you hear those stories all the time. When I was involved with union, they didn't want anybody that worked hard, that had self-responsibility, because you were shining above the others that were racing to the bottom, that were happy with a mediocre paycheck, and you know they were covered and protected because of the union. And then here it is, we've got this president who continues to loud union jobs. And if the unions were so great, Daniel, they wouldn't be at 6% penetration in the public sector, or in the private sector, in other words. And so the way they could exist and flourish was to scramble, you know, to the public sector and become such a big part of the government. And government has been protecting them, and that's what's allowed them to survive, because they couldn't pass muster in the private sector. And that's why, you know, one time they were 35% of the labor force, but they don't pass the so what test. And so now today they're what, about 6%?
Yeah, I mean, I have a friend who was, at the Department of Energy, and she was talking about how all the employees at the Department of Energy basically didn't do anything. I mean, they would take, like, you know, 3-hour lunches, and they would, like, show up at, like, 11, you know, in the morning and leave at, you know, 4 in the afternoon and stuff. And so all their work ended up being done by contractors. So our government was so inefficient that we have to hire a second de facto private sector government to basically do all the work, because all the people who have those government jobs, they're sitting pretty. You know, they're getting paid, and they have these fat pensions, and they don't really do anything, and their jobs are above scrutiny, where they can't get fired. I mean, they've rigged the system in such a way, and this was, you know, warned about John Stuart Mill, just to invoke him again, scientist John Stuart Mill. He talked about, like, government corruption in the form of jobism, you know, where you're giving people these lucrative jobs for doing nothing, no-show jobs, and, you know, and it's costly to the taxpayer, because now we have to pay two sets of people. We have to pay the official government, and now we're paying contractors to do the official government's job. And
exactly.
It really is just, you know, like a burden on the taxpayer.
Well, I guess in some sense, Daniel, we can be thankful this warning that the Biden administration wants to hire some 85,000 IRS agents. Well, if they're typical of government workers, they're probably going to do the work of maybe half or maybe a fourth of that group number. So even though the numbers sound so so astounding at 85,000, you know, maybe the net effort might be somewhere around 20,000, you know, just picking a number, because you know, because of what you said. I mean, this is the disease that happens in, you know, these bureaucratic organisms.
Yeah, exactly. So
at our expense, Daniel, no less. They're using our money to do this. I mean, this is the disgusting thing about it. But, you know, what I'm sensing and what I'm starting to see around this country, Daniel, and I am encouraged, is I'm seeing bonfires of, I don't want to say democracy, but a rise of the Democratic Republic, where we the people are rising up and saying enough of this stuff. We are going to exercise. And I think it's going to be a new awakening for the everyday American to realize that we the people has a lot of meaning and a lot of power. Daniel Natel, thank you for being with us. Appreciate
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more
more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm.
Detailed checkup is waiting.
But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two souls were killed and four others, including a police officer, were injured on Monday in a shooting at Boise Town Square Shopping Center in Boise, Idaho, about 2 p.m. local time. It ended with the lone suspect taken into custody, Boise Police Chief Ryan Lee.
But at this time, we believe that there was only a single shooter involved and that there is no ongoing threat or danger to the community at large from this incident.
The Biden administration froze a $700 million aid package to Sudan after a military coup on Monday threatened to end the country's transition toward democracy. Security forces reportedly used live ammunition during the ensuing demonstrations. TV and radio stations went dark and internet outages were reported. At least three protesters have been killed and dozens wounded. Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced Monday plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. The group will oversee critical and emerging technology threats. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Why not make it a great day? Maybe the best day ever. Why not, huh? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Speaking of which, we got Jeff Kemp coming on, the author of Facing the Blitz, the former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Well, we're still trying to get a hold of him. Okay, so sometimes, you know, even when he scrambles. I mean, even when we're trying to, you know, get a hold of him, you know, for the show, he's a scrambling quarterback. I keep telling him, stay in the pocket. You stay in the pocket, you'll last longer. And, you know, and we'll be able to get in touch with you. It's always kind of fun here just to chase him down. But we've got some a great topic to share with you today. And I know Jeff's looking forward to this as well. Is, you know, why does God hate arrogance and honor humility? I mean, think about that for a moment. I mean, you know, time and again, we hear these stories that you read in the Bible where arrogance will raise its head and God say, no bueno. You know, it doesn't work for God. This is, you know, antithetical to his character. But yet when humility is there, God loves humility. And I can hear Jeff Kemp. He stopped scrambling. He's in the pocket. And we've got him now. So, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? I told everybody, I said, this thing about you, man, you're still scrambling. I mean, you're retired, but you're still scrambling. And sometimes I got to chase you down.
Bill, you just used the pocket and scrambling football metaphor. So your listeners are going to have to put up with you and me again today. I just came from Parsippany, New Jersey. Stacey and I got to speak to a Weekend to Remember Family Life Marriage Getaway Conference Friday night, Saturday, Sunday morning. Powerful, wonderful for 200 couples. But something real cool happened. I was communicating to the men that the best position of strength we could ever be in is on our knees. And I actually knelt down on the stage while I was speaking and kind of looked up and said, hey, you need a simple definition of humility? It's this. Ask for help. It's asking for help from God, and it's putting you in a position with other people where they can help you if they need to, or, like Jesus, you wash their feet and help them. But, you know, like the really egotistical boss or CEO or famous person, or some of us listening, will never ask for help. You know, a guy will never ask for directions driving somewhere. But also,
I think that's a little bit of a myth, Jeff. Jeff, I think that's a myth. Yeah, really. I think that comes from the Garden of Eden, just between you and me.
I'll kill that one. I'll use another one.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
We don't ask for enough help.
Yes.
And secondly,
I agree with that.
Help our wife could get that we don't give. So we don't get down and wash the feet of people. We're not the one that'll clean the bathroom and scrub the toilet. We're not the one that'll fix that messed up drain. We're not the one that'll take extra time with someone to help solve their problem. We want to stay with the big things. That's what happens to famous, successful, proud leaders. But anyway, when I got down on my knees, this guy came up to me and said, "I just got a cool football analogy. You got on your knees just like a quarterback takes a knee at the end of the game in the victory formation. And in the victory formation, the quarterback is in the most humble and vulnerable position possible. He's not doing anything, and yet he's also surrounded by all of his teammates in the tightest formation of the whole game. And even though there's a big, tough opponent across from him who's hit him many times during the game, and he may be bruised and battered, the game is guaranteed, the outcome is secure, and he's more confident, as is the team, than ever before." He said, "That's what prayer is. It's God's victory formation." And then he said, "The difference is you don't need to wait till the end of the game to get into the victory formation. So before you have cancer, you can get in the victory formation. When you get cancer, you can get in the victory formation. When you are going to treatment, when you get out of cancer and you're healed, you can go into victory formation. Before you talk to your wife about some tough topic, you can go into victory formation. Before you go to bed at night, you can grab your wife's hand and pray together in the victory formation. A tough business meeting, you can be in the victory formation in your head."
Yes.
"Metaphorically on your knees saying, 'God, I don't want to mess this up. I need your wisdom. Help me control my temper and handle this well.' The victory formation, it's humility, and it leads to more confidence, but it's God confidence, not us confidence.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?"
Yeah. No, clearly, that's a great analogy. And for that individual to come up and share that with you, that was great insight, and I'm sure an encouragement for everybody else that was there, because it reinforces that we're not in this game by ourselves. You and I talked about this before. You have the horizontal and you have the vertical. The horizontal is with others. In this particular case, men. Men understand, we understand, guys, we understand each other. And the fact of the matter is that what we're enduring, what we're dealing with, isn't new to any man. I mean, we've all gone through iterations of these challenges, and we can bring that to bear in that formation, as you say, to where we can strengthen one another back to back, shoulder to shoulder, as, Coach McCarthy, who was the founder of Promise Keepers, used to share, right? I mean, his analogy that he would have this discussion with his teammate, with his teams that he'd bring in every season, and how he would express that to them. And it addressed everything from, their sense of humility about being a team member, and even down to race, because there was race issues that he was dealing with. And he confronted that. But in bringing people together shoulder to shoulder and back to back, boy, that's a powerful force, isn't it?
Yeah. And, the Apostle Paul dealt with prejudice and discrimination and ethnic and race issues. Peter, for a little while, discriminated against the non-Jewish Christians when the church was just getting started. And I think it was Paul who corrected him on that.
Yes, exactly.
But Paul made the point on behalf of Jesus Christ, who wrote the Bible, inspired all the authors. He said, "There's no Jew nor Greek, There's really no male nor female. We are all one in Christ. We're all equal. And then he talked about the body and the value of the diversity, that we need all the different gifts, all the different backgrounds, all the different ethnic and racial makeups, people from all tribes and all tongues and all nations. And all of that will be perfectly united in the kingdom of God. But here's what humility says. Humility says, I am different than others and they are different than me. But I am no better than them. I am valued deeply by God, and I am deeply flawed in my sin character. So I have no room for pride, but I have much room to value myself because God values me. But the same applies to other people. Yes, they're deeply flawed, but they're deeply valued by God. I am not to judge them. I am to be their equal and to value them. And that is what makes the Christian community, Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, charismatic, throw the denomination out the window and just say someone who believes in Jesus and has trusted him for salvation. That's what Christianity is. That community, Jesus prayed, would love one another, get along well, act like a team, like one of these great athletic teams that's humble and serving each other. And if we would love each other and be one like that, then the world would say, wow, God must be real. God must be like that. And that's what he wants from us. So the path to humility is prayer. And in relationships, it's more appreciation for the other person, less judgment, less criticism, and more apologies because we've all been messed up, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
This is a fun topic to talk with you about. But humility can lead to God confidence, but pride leads to self-confidence, which sets you up for a fall. It's really not confidence.
Well, it'll take you to that higher level that the apostle talked about. You want to leave those things behind and reach for that higher calling, right? And it's through humility that your ears are opened up to hear that call for a higher calling, and that allows you to ascend into the throne room of God. Arrogance will keep you away from God. And you know, the magic doesn't happen as a result of arrogance. You know, what the supernatural and the power and your victory happens, you know, with humility, and that's where it all begins. And there's a whole other thing that you and I can talk about next week, and that is an additional expression in that reference that you were making, which the apostle talked about the joints and the joining and why coming together is so important and how it's so connected. Jeff Kemp, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate it.
Depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-87, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also want to remind you regarding Jeff Kemp. People and leaders, you can find help at jeffkempteam.com. That's jeffkempteam.com. And look, we always honor and appreciate your input on these topics that we get into. You know, so let's continue the dialogue here and let us know how you're impacting, being impacted by the things we're sharing with you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com is also a way to contact the show direct and contact me direct. So between my direct contact info and JeffKempTeam.com, a great way to keep the discussion going and, you know, let's see what God is revealing to you as we, you know, this week we're talking about humility, the power of humility. And the destruction of arrogance, you know, powerful theme there. And I'm glad that Jeff brought that up. And as I mentioned in closing, that I'll look forward to, you know, next week when we talk a little bit more, when he referenced that particular, you know, the particular passage, I believe it's in Ephesians, and how the apostle talks about the importance of the joints, how the joints come together, and in the joints are the joinings. And this is that diversity that God refers to and that Jeff was talking about, is the diversity of people. And what that brings, you know, to the recipe. I mean, God's supernatural, incredible recipe and how that can come together as we embrace, the diversity opportunity that is there. It's all part of the banquet table, so to speak. That's pretty exciting, you know, when you think about it. Hey, it's time for the good news, girl. Speaking of which, Samantha Mao is with us. We've got viral videos galore that are exploding off the pages here. And she can't wait to share them with us. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always look forward to our time together and to, you know, talk about these viral videos like this first one, how dads are joining forces to bring safety to violent schools. And guess what? It's working, right?
Yeah, it's working really well. This is actually down in Southwood High School down in Shreveport, Louisiana. And what actually kind of spurred these dads to get involved was there were 23, within a matter of just 3 days, it was like a violent week of fighting. In just a matter of 3 days, 23 students of the school were arrested
Wow.
because of the fighting and what was going on there. And so a group of dads, you know, parents of the school decided, you know what, who's better to step in and kind of, you know, give that stern look than these dads. And there's about 40 of them. And they formed this thing called Dads on Duty. And they take shifts and they spend time at the school. And ever since they started there, there's not been one incident, which I think is really an amazing thing. And I think that it's kind of a mix, you know, when you read about it, when you learn what these guys are saying and what the students are saying, it's kind of a mix between those dad jokes and those firm dad looks. You know, dads have like a certain way of dealing with things.
We're hearing a lot about the mama bears, but papa bears are coming out too these days too, right?
That's right. And, you know, they just, dads have like a different kind of way of doing things. And it just, I think this is really perfect, for the situation that they had going on. And, you know, I'm sure that these are, especially tense times for students in school. And, you know, they're still telling what kind of things are going on that are causing tensions to escalate where there's violence like that. But I think it's very lucky for not just the kids whose dads are coming, but for everybody who's attending that school. Right. Because, you know, you can't focus on getting an education if you're worried about a fight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, much less, you know, what are the teachers? How are the teachers supposed to perform there like that? I mean, this is what chaos brings. It brings disorder. And the only way you can bring it back in line is, you know, with order. And, you know, and
right.
God bless these dads for stepping up and bringing order to those classrooms. The story about Tom Brady, and this is going to lead into another one that I'm going to share with you after you talk about what Tom Brady did in leaving a young fan in tears with a heartwarming gesture. Tell our audience about that.
So there's a young fan recently that was at an event for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was holding up a sign and he was telling Tom Brady, you know, that he helped, like that Tom Brady helped inspire him to beat cancer. Well, 33 seconds left in the game and Tom Brady walks over, takes off his hat and gives it to this young fan who burst into tears. And of course, everybody is just, you know, losing their mind about how, like, I feel like whether you, like, people have different opinions on Tom Brady depending on what team you root for, but this guy, I don't know how you can't just kind of be won over by his heart. And there's no telling what that, just that simple gesture that he did will do for this young fan. And I definitely,
I think Tom Brady is enjoying football probably more than he ever has. His interaction with fans has just been incredible because it's just, he's just, you know, really living his youth all over again. And probably, you know, because he was so serious, you know, throughout his career, that now he's realizing that he can have fun and bless, you know, the fans. I mean, because even like the other night, I don't know if you saw this, Sam, but Tom Brady passes for his 600th touchdown, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the wide receiver who caught the ball, Evans, he goes and gives it to the fan. And Evans, I think he's thrown balls up in the stands. And I understand that, you know, the NFL fines people. They charge you for giving these footballs away. You know, it's not like baseball where you just throw them out to the fans, no big deal. But anyway, Evans couldn't help himself. He thought, okay, Mike Evans, he gives it to this guy. And Evans didn't realize that this was a valuable football. This is the 600th touchdown of Tom Brady's career. And you see, you see Evans on the bench going, oh my God, I didn't realize everything. So anyway, the team goes to the gentleman who got this football, who, you know, this football is going to be worth, you know, be worth bazillions of dollars, right? And he realizes that, you know, Tom Brady goes, you know, wow, this is really a sentimental thing. And, you know, would you mind? And anyway, the guy graciously gives Tom Brady back the football. And the team went overboard. I mean, they gave him a hat. They gave his son a hat. They gave him, I think they gave him another football. They gave him signed jerseys from Brady and from Evans and everything. They gave him season tickets for the rest of the year and the next year as well. And $1,000 credit at the Buccaneers team store.
Wow. Oh, wow. I can't believe somebody almost gave away that. I mean, how many people even make it to 600 touchdowns in their whole career?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Tom Brady's.
Well, and so the guy's hoping, he's hoping he'll say maybe he could have lunch with Tom Brady or something. And hopefully that could happen. That could be a sweet deal. But all that, you know, both of them, you know, in him giving up the football, I mean, because there's probably some fans say, heck no, man, I know what this thing's worth, and I'm taking this to the bank. I'm not going to give it back to you. But, I mean, he didn't hesitate. You know, Tom came over and asked for the ball. The guy gave him back the ball, and the team was very gracious, and so was Tom, in returning the favor back to the fan. I mean, what a sweet story that was. And again, it's things like that that ingratiate, like you said, no matter what you feel about Tom Brady, when he does things like that that are so human and considerate of the everyday fan like that, boy, you just can't help but, you know, increase your affection toward him for that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's just, like you said, and I think he probably is able to just enjoy himself now more. I mean, you know, he's won as much as you would think any human could ever win, doing
right.
what he does. So he's just able to really share those experiences. And you know, we
and at his age. Right, and at his age, too, you know, it's so cool. And what an example for the rest of, you know, the football nation, you know, the rest of the players and quarterbacks like that. I mean, how cool is that? This other story I want to move on to, you got a body cam video showing a deputy saving a child who was hiding under a blanket during a house fire. Tell us about that.
That's right. So on October 17th, this is down in Flagler County in Florida. Marcus Dawson, he's a K-9 deputy first class. He arrived at this house fire and a neighbor had seen it. He didn't think anybody was home. There's three people who live there. But you know, he's like, there's a fire in this kitchen. Well, you see, well, this, camera footage that you can see that the officer's wearing, it, you know, you kind of feel your adrenaline rushing even though you know how it ends. Well, he goes and he knocks and he doesn't think anybody's home. Well, it turns out the dad had gone out to get dinner. Something happened with the stove. An older sibling is watching their younger sibling, the toddler who's 3 years old. And I'm not sure exactly what happened, but the three-year-old was just hiding under a blanket, playing on a phone, hiding from the smoke. And if it hadn't been for this officer going in without his rescue equipment or anything like that, this could have been a whole different story.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Sam, about a minute left here, and this is a real touching story for those that know the story of Paul Walker. Van Diesel, you know, substituted for Paul in walking Paul's daughter down the aisle on her wedding day. Tell our audience about this sweet story.
That's right. So Vin Diesel is actually the godfather of Paul Walker's daughter. And, you know, Paul Walker was tragically killed in the crash a few years ago. And Vin Diesel has stepped in and filled a role, not just, you know, for her wedding, walking her down the aisle and giving her away, but in her life. And I think that's such a great way to honor his friend.
Yeah, without a doubt. And to have, you know, that kind of support, never will it be her father, but out of the love for his father and the friendship and the love for Paul's daughter. This is an awesome story, and congratulations to, you know, to Paul's daughter and to Vin Diesel for being a human being of character, and we appreciate that. Samantha Mao, thank you.
Looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides.